Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The Roman Catholic Church will be the infrastructure for the false church as foretold in Revelation chapter 17. That's the headline. In one moment, David James will join me to explain this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
As we think about the end times, which we do, of course, on this broadcast, and the events leading up that are foretold in Bible prophecy in the Word of God, do you think that Roman Catholicism fits into this prophetic scenario?
Well, we do know this. We know in the first half of the tribulation period, before the Antichrist goes in the temple to declare himself to be God, he is going to set up a false Christianity, and he is going to oversee that false religious system. I think it's going to necessarily be bigger than the Catholic Church itself, and of course, many people over the years have thought the Pope might be the Antichrist. I think prophetically that's not possible, that he will come up as a political leader. But I think it is possible that given that the Catholic Church makes up 1 billion of the world's population, certainly it has to have a role. And if you go to Revelation chapter 17, where it talks about the harlot on the beast, mystery, Babylon, there are so many what seem to be historical parallels. John was obviously looking forward, but us looking back at John's prophecies and visions, there seemed to be some connection there. And then you combine that with the actions of John Paul II, Pope Francis, toward conciliation, toward merging of evangelicalism, and I would say the charismatic movement along with Catholicism. All this is setting the stage for what some have called the supra-religion or the one-world religion that will be present during the first half of the tribulation period.
David James with a biblical understanding of the present-day Roman Catholic Church and how it fits Revelation chapter 17. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many people have asked me if the Catholic Church in Rome is the false church as foretold in Revelation 17. Let me quickly remind you that the words Catholic Church are not found in this prophetic passage. However, Revelation 17 does give us a description of the worldwide false church that will be in Rome. It will be a mother-son cult, and it seems to be describing the false church of Revelation 17. For example, the false church is a mother-son cult dating back to the book of Genesis, chapter 11, and verse 4. This church will be headquartered in a seven-hilled city, and that is the city of Rome, as we've already mentioned, and the beast, mentioned 8 times in the passage, is the Antichrist who will rule this false church. Revelation 17 may well be describing the Roman Catholic Church. Whether or not that is the case, there will be a pseudo-church in Rome during the tribulation period, whoever that may be. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...